It's an honor to be here today. I met your pastors, and I chose my pastor, Pastor Thomas Cheeks. He just talks so much about Pastor Gardner, Pastor Gardner. And you know, I really had three Pastor Gardner because it had been a long time since he had someone that he talked about and spent a lot of time with as he was doing Pastor Gardner. And I really felt good for him. He and my deceased husband were best friends for a long time. And so when Pastor Gardner came along, I noticed a difference in him. And it was a good feeling. You know, it's good even when men can have friends, good, trusting, loving friendship. And I believe that's important, not just for women, but that's important for men too. Yeah. A lot of times men try to stick to themselves, you know, they don't really want to get close to another man. They keep everything inside, but all of us, at some point in our life, male and female, need to have someone that we can confide in, someone that we can talk to. God put us here so that we can develop friendships, relationships, and fellowships.
Amen.
Pastor had asked me to bring forth whatever it was that the Lord had placed in my spirit to bring. And I was looking at the thing. I didn't use the scripture, but I like the thing, kiss. Because that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to keep it simple, saints.
All right.
I prayed and the Lord has given me something. And it's something that's very simple. See, worshiping and praising God is not complicated.
All
we have to do is know the basics. And when we get the basics, then the Holy Spirit starts building on the foundation of the basics. See, because we're never going to get it all. But what we do want to do, we want to get stronger and stronger each and every day in our relationship. We want to know more and more, because the more we know, the better off we are. The more we know, we're better able to help ourselves and to help one another.
That's right.
So we're going to kiss. We're going to keep it simple.
Amen.
And before I begin, the pastor has asked for a testimony. And at the moment you were asking for that testimony, Pastor Gardner, I was just thinking about that. In the 2 weeks before you all, before I came here today, I was in the hospital. And my vision, everything came back except for my vision. And my vision has been so blurry to really, this is the first time now, started last night, I noticed a difference yesterday, that I can see more without my glasses. I'm not a person that wears glasses. I only wear them to read. And then I had to wear two different kinds. I had to wear some so I could look and not see doubles, and then some that I can look and try to read from. And I was just thinking how thankful that I am, because the doctor said 6 to 8 weeks, but it's been maybe about 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, and I am regaining my vision. And I'm just thankful to God, you know, that he's done that for me. So I'm thankful today that every test that they did came back negative, because they were sure that I had had a stroke. But the Lord said something different. And so I'm just thankful, and I'm grateful on today to be here.
Amen.
The scripture that I'm going to come from is a simple story that we all know. The book of Jonah. If you can take your book, your Bible, and go to the book of Jonah, chapter 3, and I'm just going to read verse 10. Chapter 3, verse 10. And it read, "And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not." Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to his already blessed word. Lord, come right now, Heavenly Father, just say thank you. Thank you for this day, God. Thank you for this very hour, this very day, God. Lord, I pray here that each and every one of us here, God, Lord, that we all receive a word from on high from you, God. Lord, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O Lord, my God, my strength, that I decrease and you increase. In the matchless mighty name of Jesus, I say thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Today I chose to talk on the coming from Jonah, but I have a simple subject I want to talk about, and it's a change of position.
All right, now.
A change of position. And we can look at that and we can figure out the story of Jonah in the well, where we're going to be coming from with a change of position. Mm-hmm. Just follow me for a minute. Change means to make or become different. It means to take or use another instead of. It means to exchange one thing for another.
Yes.
Change means that we're no longer the same. Something is different.
Amen.
Position. Position is a situation or a set of circumstances, especially one that affects one's act, one's power to act. The very way that someone stands or sits or lies down physically. It also means the place where someone or something is in relationship to other people or things. Position. I like to look at it today as a set of circumstances. Because sometimes we find ourselves position and circumstances and in situations that go on in our life. Making your situation or circumstances different requires a change in position. If we want something different in our lives, then we have to do something different. So that means that I cannot remain the same. That means that some things have to change. And the things that have to change will begin with is our mind. If we want to change in position, we have to first start with our mind.
Right.
Is there anyone here this morning that's feeling a bit overwhelmed right now? Anyone in the midst of trying to make a decision?
Yes.
Have some decisions that you have to make, or you're trying to decide which way your life is going to go, or pastors, which way that the church is going to go. I know it's 62 years in celebration of anniversary, but there comes times in each and every year that we go before the Lord because the Lord has given you vision, and there's some things that you need to do, and the church has to follow the vision, and then each of us in the congregation, we're involved in situations in our own personal life that we're trying to make some decisions about. Right. I don't know if anybody right now have felt or feeling right now that you get stuck. Sometimes we get stuck.
Yeah.
We get in a rut, or we get in a certain position and we just get stuck.
Yeah.
And we just can't seem to move. We can't seem to look to the right and find an answer. We can't find an answer to the left. And we go to people and we can't find an answer. And then we get within ourselves. But we fall in a depression sometimes. We just get stuck. And we just don't know what to do. And then we have the enemy that's looking at us, and you have people calling you up just telling you that you're not fit for the task, that it's too much for you to do, that maybe you need to rethink it, or maybe you don't need to think about it at all. Maybe you just need to let it go. These are devices of the enemy, because he does not want to change a position.
Come on now.
Sometimes he bombards our mind. He tries to get us to believe things that just are not true. Well, you know what? You're not alone today. And a lot of times we think that it's just us. But it's not just us.
Uh-huh.
All of us are bombarded with things from the enemy in our life. And if he's not bombarding you, you better check your position. There is hope unto that. What keeps us from moving forward? Because this is what we're talking about. What keeps us from moving forward?
Yeah.
Well, before we can accomplish any task in life, before we can jump up and want to handle mountains and things in the church, before we do this, what we have to do, we have to come face to face to
what concerns us.
All right.
Because we have some concerns, and a lot of times we put it all on something else. But really and truly, we have to get down to the root of the matter. The other things that come about are just signs and symptoms. What we have to do is to see what is really the concern. What is really keeping me stuck here? What is really keeping me listening to what the enemy is imparting in my spirit? What is it that's keeping me from moving forward? Sometimes maybe this situation is new. And with us, new situations cause us to fall back a little bit. Because we don't know what's ahead. We don't know how much of us that we're going to have to put into it. See, when it's an old situation, that's something we've been through already. And we just about know what we can expect based on what we're going to do. New situations take the control from you and me. Because we can't control the outcome. Sometimes decisions leave us in less control. But what I want to say today, see, it's not about what you can control. It's not about what I can control. It's about who's in control. See, when we know that in regards to what goes on in our life, that God is in control, we have no control. We have no control. And when we take control of ourselves, we end up in the mess that we find ourselves in. We end up stuck in a position and we feel we cannot move. But what if, church, what if you change your position? What if, instead of fearing and running away, what if we begin to embrace the situation? What if we just embrace the challenge? See, we don't have to be afraid of challenge. We don't have to be afraid of change. We simply just shift. Change your position and see it another way. Don't you get tired of looking at the glass and seeing that it's half empty. Why not look at it and see that it's half full? Why can't we look at a situation and see greatness in it? Why can't we look at change and see goodness and positivity in it? We always gotta, what if this don't work? What if this don't work for me? What if I can't do it? What if nobody helped me? No! We gotta learn to go into situations embracing them personally first. Because we can't come together as a church and do it corporately until we first face what's going on with ourselves. We need a change in position in our families, you all. The children in the home, they need to see a change. They see the world, but sometimes they come in the home and see the world in the home. Some of us, get it in our mouth. We trying to tell the children something to do to help them, but we cussing at them every time we open up our mouth. We gotta change that position. We can't tell the kids to do something and then they see us running around doing everything we think we big enough to do. We gotta change our position. We gotta change the way we think. We gotta change the way that we do things. If we would change our position, you know, I believe this, Pastor Curtis. Breakthrough is right around the corner. Sometimes we don't want to change because we're afraid. But what we're doing, we're missing our breakthrough. If we just take another position, change that position, you'll see that you're getting closer and closer to your breakthrough. You're getting closer and closer to your heel. I had Yeah. Right. Of all that God could bring me forth in my healing.
Man.
I had to change my position.
Right.
I'm looking and moaning and complaining, and I know better.
That's right.
But the minute I start praising God, the minute I start blaming God, the minute I start telling God, God, it's all right. God, if you heal me, thank you.
That you have in God.
Yeah.
The enemy wants to change your relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
Mm. And y'all, this is what he starts doing. He starts slowing us down.
Yeah.
We were so vibrant and energetic when we first accepted Christ in our life.
Yeah. Come
on, when we joined the church and we were ready to join the different ministries and work long hours and prayer meeting and mission and all the things in the church. But we got comfortable. And the enemy began to slow us down.
Say it.
And he slowed us down because what he did, he slowed us down in our time that we start being involved in the church.
Come on now.
We went from maybe being in the church 2 days, Bible study, prayer meeting, worship service, and we cut it all the way back. Church service. And then now, even when it comes to Sunday, for church service, we cut that back. This is the enemy trying to slow us down. See, he don't always come at you doing it all at one time. Because he knows that some of us do read our Bible. Some of us do know some of the word. But he knows if he can slow you down from getting more information, from learning more about what God has for you, he knows he can slowly weigh you down till he gets you to a point where you won't do nothing.
Yeah.
Because when he slows you down from coming to church, then your praise and your worship is slowed down.
Come on now. Right.
When your praise and your worship is slowed down, then he slows you down in your prayer life.
Yeah.
Because you don't spend much time in prayer.
Yeah.
He knows if there's no connection with the Heavenly Father, then there's nothing that you can do. We're cut off from our breakthrough. We're cut off from our healing.
Yeah.
We're cut off from moving forward.
Yeah.
He wants us to be cut off from all that God has for us.
Amen.
So he slows you down.
Amen.
And the next step is stop. Look at empty seats.
Right.
I look every Friday night, I look on Sundays at our church. People, and you see it as it began. They start to slow down. The pastor, well, I realize, it has nothing to do with that you're not teaching the word.
Right.
It has nothing to do with that you're not preaching the word.
Right.
People want to say, I can't learn, I can't get it there. I'm going to tell you something, I can get something anywhere I go.
Amen.
Right.
If you go with it, you come with an open mind
right.
to receive, you will receive. You will receive. That's just a lie people tell. They don't want to get nothing.
Come on.
I'm not going to go and sit nowhere and can't get nothing.
That's right.
Eventually, you're going to have to look at yourself, change your position. Maybe you need to go sit on the other side of the church because there's something on this side that's getting your attention when the word is being brought. We got to learn to shift and to change your position. And we do that by changing the way that we perceive things. And our scripture today, it's about a change in position. Now, we all know this story of Jonah. We know that the word had came to Jonah and God had told him to arise and to go to Nineveh and that he was to cry against the wickedness of the city. Well, Jonah did move. He changed his position because God said, rise up and go. So either he was sitting, maybe he was laying down. I don't know what he was doing, but God said, arise up, get up right now. There's an urgency. That's what I mean. There's an urgency for you to go. And it says Jonah got up. But Jonah didn't go in the direction that God had for him to go in.
Right.
Jonah was going in the opposite direction. change his position. He moved, but he moved in the wrong direction.
Right.
He was told to do one thing, and he changed his position, his circumstances, and his direction. Because he didn't have any power to do anything different, he ran away.
Yes.
He went down to Joppa. And it says that when he was there in Joppa on that ship, we all know that a mighty tempest rose and that he was eventually thrown over. My point is that he found himself in the belly of the fish.
Uh-huh.
His position was changed from a position to be free to a position of imprisonment.
Yes.
And the change was because of his disobedience.
All right.
And in that belly of the whale, he found himself by himself.
Yeah.
When we stay in the same positioning, not opening ourselves up to the direction that God has for us, we find ourselves stuck somewhere that we don't want to be.
That's right.
Amen.
Verse chapter 2, watch this, chapter 2, it says that Jonah prayed unto the Lord out of the fish's belly.
Yes.
Verse 2, he was talking about his impossible situation.
Uh-huh.
That this position, I told you position is circumstances, situation. So he found himself in an impossible situation because of his direction.
Uh-huh.
Meaning he was powerless to do anything about where he was.
Yeah.
Now verse 4, here it is. Then I said, this is Jonah, I am cast out of thy sight.
Yeah.
Yet. Look at the ship. Yet.
Yes.
I will look again.
Amen.
Toward thy holy temple.
That's right.
Do you see the change in the position?
That's right.
He ran away to be away from what God had for him, for the directions that God wanted him to go in. And then now he finds himself in an impossible situation. And so now he's doing a shift.
Uh-huh.
He's trying to change his position. He's still in the belly, but in the belly he's crying out and he's praying to God. See, even in the midst of our storms, even in the midst of our circumstances, we serve a God that will hear and answer prayer. Sometimes the Lord has to allow things to happen to us in our life so that he can get our To get our attention, God, but to give Jonah his attention. See, God's attention never changed because Jonah's position has changed. His situation has changed beyond his control. Now he's in the belly of the fish crying out to God. And he says he went down to the bottom, not standing. And I was just imagining him as I was reading over this over and over again. I was imagining a position of prostration. Because see, a lot of times when so much gets on us, when we are really full, we start going down. And say he was going down, and I'm just trying to see this in joy. I'm going down, and I just believe in the belly of the whale that he was on his knees to prostrate himself.
Yes.
Because see, when we prostrate ourselves before a true and a holy God, God is listening. He's hearing that prayer. What we've done, we've shifted our position. We're no longer trying to do something our way. We're no longer looking at a glass half empty. Now he sees his glass half full because he begins to talk about the wonders of God. He begins to talk about God and let them know, yet God, I will look again toward that holy God. Because of his change in position, his attitude. Can you see where his attitude began to change? His attitude changed. His thinking changed.
Yes.
His spirit was different.
Yes.
Then it said that the Lord spake to the fish and it vomited Jonah out. When there's a change in our life, everything about us is affected. See, we can't just allow God, Lord, just change my financial situation. God's got to change your whole way of thinking because if he don't teach you how to use what he gives you, then you're going to keep doing the same thing. Because we have to want to do right. We have to want to do what's good.
Yes.
And pleasing.
Yes.
In the sight of the Lord.
Yes.
We have to embrace change. We run away from change because we fear, because it may make us do something we don't want to do or go somewhere we don't want to go.
Right.
Change is inevitable.
Yeah.
Right. Everything changes.
Right.
Day changes tonight.
Yeah.
12 o'clock changes to 1 o'clock.
Come on now.
1 o'clock changes to 2 o'clock. Chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3, the word of the Lord came again. See, we serve a God that's a God of more than one chance.
Right, right.
We serve a God that gives us another chance.
Thank you, Lord.
Right. But here the scripture says he came again a second time. And he came to Jonah, and he repeated it to him again. He said, arise and go to Nineveh, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee.
Right.
And this is what we have to do. We have to get up and move, but we have to move in the direction that God has for us to go.
Amen.
In.
Yeah.
We have to preach and to teach, but we have to say that God wants us to say.
Yeah.
A lot of times people get up and they say what people want to hear them say. I'm sorry, I'm just not one of them.
Come on, man.
I have to give you the unadulterated word of God. I got to let you know the wages of sin is death. All right. But I tell you the gift of God is eternal life.
Yeah. Come on, preacher.
I can't sugarcoat this word of God. I have to tell you just like it is.
Yeah.
Amen.
Some of us, we sit here, we sit in a place for years, and we die. We're dead. We're dead in our spirit.
Right.
And when you're dead in your spirit, you can't live. There's no life in you.
Right.
Anything dead, I'll be buried.
That's
right.
I'm saying that to us today because I love you. And I love God.
Amen.
And I know in order for us to go forth in the word of God, in order for us to be prosperous, and in order for us to prosper in our spirit, in order for families to start coming back together the way we used to be, in order for churches to be filled to its capacity and everybody falling prostrate before the Lord, we've got to do some changing.
Amen.
There's got to be a change in your position.
Amen.
We've got to arrive, and we've got to get up, and we've got to go forward.
Amen.
When Jonah went forward, when his position changed, he entered into the city. It said that it was a 3 days journey, but it said he entered into the city on the first day. I'll tell you, a change in your life will put a pep in your step and give you that extra energy that energy dream will give you. When we change our position to prostrate and put everything before the Lord, when we get up, we up and we ready. He said, one day's journey, he turned from 3 days. I don't know about y'all, but I got some things I'm asking God for. And I don't want to have to wonder 40 years to get to the end. When I talk to my God, I'm expecting God to do something.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting him to do it now. That they turned from their evil way.
God's position. Yes,
yes. Yes. Yes.
Do you see God's position?
Yeah.
I just want y'all to see this with me. Because I'm telling you, as much as we know this story, we heard this story from a kid coming up. But see, as we get older and we mature in Christ, the Lord opens up our eyes and he shows us something else that he wants us to get. See, this here was not just for you, it was for me too. I had to have a change in position before I could come forth and bring this to you the way God would have you to bring it. There were some things he had to change. I know why I could not focus my vision, because the Lord had me to focus somewhere else. So he had to change it so that I couldn't get it. At the dining room table.
No.
How much time I put in? God had to change my position.
Come on now.
Amen, amen.
I wanted to do something or bring something.
Yeah.
No. I want to try to do something different, try to code it up, bring it where it's nice, but it is nice. And the Lord gave me joy. And when he gave me Jonah, I didn't know why. I started praying. And I started talking to my dad. And as I began to keep reading, he put it in my spirit about the position change.
Yes.
Then here in verse 10, God's position changed. It says he changed, and the evil that he was going to do unto them, he did it not.
Yes.
And you all know that was because their position towards God has changed.
Yes.
She couldn't have gotten up, the young lady with the testimony. She couldn't have gotten up and gave that great testimony. She couldn't have gotten up and started tithing if her position towards God had not been changed.
Come on now.
God is waiting on a position change.
Yeah.
And he wants us to change from our ways to his ways.
Yes.
He wants everything about us to be about him.
Yeah.
He said there's got to be a change in position here. And this is what Jonah, if we look at it, we can learn and we can see. The minute he took the focus over himself, because you know, he was running because he didn't want to give people the message to say. And it's up. He knew that if he gave the people the word, that a change was going to come about. God, can you imagine us not receiving the word? Missing the opportunity to change our position? Can you imagine us not being able to see the moment where we can repent unto God and ask him to forgive us? He didn't want the people to repent. But he did have a change. And that invoked a change in God. Not because of Jonah. See, the pastors, they can preach and teach and pray for us all they want. But until there's a change in you, nothing is going to happen. The situation is not going to change.
Say that.
You can be slain before the altar, I don't care which way. But if you don't believe in your heart that Jesus is him, nothing's going to happen. The change means I got to change from my unbelief and I got to believe.
That's right.
If you want to be saved,
that's right.
If you want to be made whole,
that's right.
Then you got to believe in Jesus. He's able to do it. We can get up and you can say, I know God can do it. I know you know me. And we do this. Then you go sit back and keep running back and forth to this one, calling this one on the phone, and you pray for me. Don't get me wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with somebody praying for you.
Right. Amen.
But I'm trying to teach you today. Pray for yourself. Pronounce healing over yourself. Encourage
yourself.
Jonah, he was so angry. So angry because when the message was brought, the people received it. And in order to receive it, they had to believe it. And look, once they believed it,
something different. And it started from the key on down. Everything starts from the head on down. You got pastors in the church that's sitting on the ministry to preach and teach God's people. If you want to change in here, we got to check ourselves out, check our position, and make sure that we're in the right position with God. Because we can't lead people astray.
That's right.
There's too much going on and people need to be saved today.
Right.
If you want to change in the church, start from the head on down.
Amen.
And when the head is, you're following the head, you see your head is following God, y'all have a responsibility to follow.
Amen.
If you're not going to follow me, then get up and leave.
Amen.
Run away.
Amen.
Because there are some that do want to be saved.
That's right.
There are some that want to change.
Amen.
On Sunday mornings and when y'all leave this church and you go home and you get on the phone, stop gossiping.
Right.
I step in the church and people don't even know you. And they start gossiping. You hear them talking about the pastor. You hear them talking about the first lady. They didn't know first lady was my sister. They talk. They talk. So I'm just, you know, I'm just looking at, I'm praying and asking God, Lord, change my position right now. Change it. Right now. Because I was headed to the center of them women. And I knew I needed a position change. I needed a change in my attitude. Because I was definitely going to sin. And I didn't want to do that. But look, the enemy kept pushing. He wanted to push me. Because this is what they wanted to see. She ended up preaching one thing and doing another thing. I didn't go to him and I embraced him. I embraced them women. And I told them, if you have a problem with your first lady, I think you ought to go to the first lady.
That's right.
That's right.
I said, because it doesn't look good.
Right.
What you are sitting here, mm-hmm. though they were standing almost to the pulpit. Mm. I said, you're standing here and people here. See, they didn't even know I heard. And I wasn't sneaking up on anybody. I was walking through to go to the pulpit myself. And then you hear people of God, they need a position change.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If we all would teach each other how to change a position,
right.
When somebody come to you with gossip, change your position. Because we might not be able to change their position right now. Change yours. Just tell them, you know, right now, I just don't want to talk about that. I'm trying to get my life together.
Right.
And it's hard enough with me trying to get me together.
Right.
And me listen to all this other stuff that y'all trying to talk about.
Yes.
If they're doing something in the church and you don't want to do it, don't discourage nobody else from doing
right.
it.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Right.
The last thing that I want to bring up even about our change is the people. People try to discourage you. When you go about this change, I'm not there telling you it's going to be easy. But I'm saying we got to step up and step out.
Amen.
We got to start right now today because we don't have time to wait.
Right.
But there are still going to be people that are close to you that are going to talk about you.
Right.
They're going to say things that hurt your feelings or say things to try to tear you down.
Right.
They're going to remind you about your past. Everybody want to come up and tell you what you used to do. And if you don't know what you used to do. But they pick a particular time to want to come up and tell you what y'all used to do together. We got to learn to tell them, yes, that's how it is. But you know, that dancing I did because I dance. I dance with the best of them. But when I'm in church and when I'm in the spirit, when I want to dance, I get up and I'm still dancing
come
with
on,
the best of
them.
I'm just dancing to a different
that's
music.
Right.
I'm just dancing to a message that can help me.
Amen.
Jeremiah.
Come on,
even the church. Different churches have exchanged hands. And you want projects and you want things to go forward. But the people say, no, you know, we tried that. We tried that and that didn't work.
we can't do that. That's going to cost too much. I can't see how we're going to do this. It's not enough of us to do this. That's the glass half empty. Well, I'm learning, Pastor, this is what I want to leave with you all, Jeremiah 29:11. Amen. He says, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected outcome." God knows the thoughts that he has for Liberty Temple.
Right.
He knows the thoughts and the plans that he has for each and every one of you. He knows that he has planned to give you peace and not evil. And he says he has an expected outcome.
Oh, that's right, man.
Romans 12:2, God says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Right. Change your position.
Yeah.
Change your attitude. Change the way that you're thinking today. Arise and go forward. Move. Seize your moment. Build that which has been torn down in the spirit. People have been torn down in the spirit, and we need to help them be rebuilt, be revitalized, be renewed in the spirit, not continually to tear down. Avail yourself to the perfect will of God.
That's right.
Be confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I look back here and it says that Liberty Temple Church, Pastor Dennis and Martina Gardner, we have moved forward. Now, moved means we've already changed the position. We're no longer sitting. We're no longer contemplating. We have moved, and we didn't go backwards. You move forward. It says now we are standing our ground. The only way that you're going to be able to keep standing your ground is if everyone has a position change.
All right, now.
The only way you're going to keep standing for God is if your mind is renewed by the Holy Spirit. The way that you used to think, you can't think no more. We got to stop saying what I can't do. If you don't want to do it, just say I'm not going to do it. Don't say I can't do it. We can't do it. In order for us to move forward, I just leave you with something you have to do. The reason we're still stuck is because we're still holding on to some things.
Yeah.
I beseech you today, lay it down. Whatever it is that's causing you to stay stuck and not move, lay it down. Sometimes we don't want to lay things down because they're too close to us. But it can be those very things that are holding you back from your healing. We've got to lay down unforgiveness. And we've got to learn how to forgive. Our Heavenly Father is a forgiving God. And he will forgive you for all that you do. We gotta lay down evil thoughts.
There you go.
And we gotta think good things. We gotta think kind
things.
We gotta think of those things from above, y'all.
Yeah.
We all can look around and see what's going on in our city.
Yeah.
We can see what's going on in our state.
Yes.
All over this country.
Come on now.
But what are we to do? Sit here and die? What are we to do? Change our position. Because when you change your position, you're in a position for somebody else to be changed.
Amen.
You don't know who's looking at you.
That's right. Amen.
You don't know what their needs are. We give up the minute things get bad and things get tough. We don't want to hang in. We want to hang out.
Right.
Get out.
Right.
This is not a time for that, y'all.
Amen.
This is just a time for a shift. It's just a time for changing in your position.
Amen.
Start with yourself. That's what I do.
Come on.
When there's things going on, and I'm looking out, and I'm trying to realize, Lord, what's going on? What's going on with the people?
position. And I sit down and I pray and I ask God, Lord, show me your way.
Man.
Something is going on over me. So there must be something that you need to impart in my spirit.
Yeah.
See, if we start with ourselves, y'all, we can't fail.
Yeah.
Because when God changes us and he changes our position, it don't matter what anybody else says. Because you're changed. You're not sitting and thinking the same way you were thinking.
That's
because
right.
God has brought about a change in your life. If you want God to heal you today, lay down all those things in the past that's keeping you bound. You got things that's choking you up around the neck and you can't even breathe. We said that the Lord breathed his Holy Spirit. How's he going to breathe it in and it ain't no room? How's he going to breathe when we so full of stuff? And that noose is tightening up more and more because we won't let go of those things. Let go of that past. Whatever it is, let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Man.
If the past is keeping you bound like this, you're doing nothing but killing yourself. He said that when we become in Christ, we become new creatures.
Amen.
When you shift your position.
Yes.
You're not the same.
Come on now.
I'm not the same. I could sit here in depression. I could sit here being discouraged because my health is not where I want it to be. Because my children are not doing what I thought they would do. I could sit here because the church isn't moving like I would like it to move.
Come on now.
I could sit here because the Lord has the prayers that I've asked him and he has not answered. I could sit here and I can wallow in my self-pity. But I decided that I love the Lord. I decided that, Lord, I want a difference in my life. You got to shift my position.
Yeah.
I leave you with that today.
Amen.
Ask God to shift your position.
Amen.
Then don't just ask him. Start moving in.
That's right.
You want to be healed? Up and move with it.
Move
in your healing.
Yes.
Because when we move in it, I believe that it's done.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And that's what we have to do today.
Yes.
You got children that's wayward, not living the way that they need to live in order to please God.
Yeah.
Shift your position.
Amen.
Stop talking about them. Stop looking in their face.
Come on now.
Shift your position.
Come on, brother.
That last night, now listening to my son, I was standing. He kept talking. I sat down because what I needed to say, I couldn't say in the mindset that I was in. I had to have a change in me.
Right.
If we want to save our children,
that's right.
Let's stop beating them down.
Amen.
Let's start with us.
Amen.
Start with the way we handle the situation.
That's right.
God bless you.
Amen.
What the circumstance is, we just gonna trust God today.
Amen.
we just go, scripture said, do not be afraid. Only believe. I'm asking that all the saints that know God, that pray the prayer of faith. And that each and every one believe as I believe. I don't know what you're asking God for, but I believe in God with you. I don't know what your need is, but I believe in God that that need is already met. I believe in God when he says he will do. He said, ask and it shall be given. He said, seek and ye shall find. He said, knock and the door shall be open. I'm trusting God with you today. I'm trusting God with you here today. In the name of Jesus, we're giving it all to God today. Lord, we just thank you right now. We trust you, God. Lord, she's yours and she has a need, God. She has an illness, God. Lord, and I'm just asking. I'm asking you to do what medicine has not been able to do, God. I'm asking, God, that this be the only stop because we know you ain't able to do it all, God. Lord, I'm asking that you just heal, God. I'm asking God that the swelling is causing the pain, God. Lord, that you just move the water in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I believe it with you. I believe it with you, and I see your spirit. I know that you're asking God for some things on today. I'm not there going to insult you, but you have to tell me right now from what I do know. That whatever it is, we serve a God that will. Declare it done, God. We declare it done right now.